At this time, we'll have our responsive reading, which will be Lord's Day number 16. If you find a little Three Forms of Unity booklet on either side of your bench, over the course of each year, we cover all the foundations, the basic truths of the Christian faith with regard to what we believe about sin, how we understand the work of redemption and salvation, and then how we are called by that word to love the Lord and to serve Him with our whole heart. Lord's Day number 16 is on page 27. And, just the way it works out, this is probably the most Easterish of all the Lord's Days that we might read on a given Sunday, and that it falls on Easter, I think, is just makes us all very, very good. So Lord's Day 16, page 27, we will read the five questions and answers. I'll read the question, and we'll read the replies to gather the answers. Why was it necessary for Christ to suffer death? Because the justice and truth of God required that satisfaction for our sins in no other way than by the death of the Son of God. Why was He buried? To show thereby that He was really dead. Since then Christ died for us, why must we also die? Our death is not a satisfaction for our sin, but only a dying to sin and an entering into eternal life. What further benefit do we receive from the sacrifice and death of Christ on the cross? That by His power, our old man is with Him crucified, slain, and buried, so that the evil lusts of the flesh may no more reign in us, but that we may offer ourselves unto Him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Why is it added, He descended into hell? That in my greatest temptations, I may be assured that Christ my Lord, by His inexpressible anguish, pains, and terrors, which He suffered in His soul on the cross and before, has redeemed me from the anguish and torment of hell. So you may recognize a few of those little phrases there, that He died, that He was buried, that He endured that He descended into hell, and these all affirm the intense price that was paid by the Lord Jesus Christ, that He satisfied the wrath of God that was owed us on His behalf, or paid to Him on our behalf, that we might know that our celebration of His resurrection today, as we'll celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper in a little while, witnesses to the sufficiency of His grace. And I'm trying to be a bit brief on things this morning as we have Lord's Supper as part of the service, but I think the real point here is you know, what is the nutshell of this Lord's Day? And I jotted this down earlier, that a gospel that hasn't changed us hasn't saved us. Just think about that. The gospel that hasn't changed us hasn't saved us. And if you listen to that, to question 43 there, what further benefit do we receive from the sacrifice and death of Christ on the cross? That by His power, our old man is with Him crucified, slain, and buried, so that the evil lusts of our flesh may no more reign in us, but that we may offer ourselves unto Him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. In other words, the gospel of Jesus Christ is a transforming power in the lives of people. There's a proverb that says, even a child is known by his doings. For the longest time, I thought that was a proverb about children, but it's not. It's about everybody else. if even a child is known by his doings, how much more so doesn't each of our lives show what's in our hearts? What is our priority? What do we live for? What are we seeking? How do we treat people? How do we live? Well, if even a child is known by his doings, so are we. And the power of the gospel is a transformative power. So that in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, in view of what God has done for us, offer your bodies a living sacrifice to Him, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might know what is that good and perfect, acceptable will of God. The only right answer for us as God's people is, yes, Lord. Here I am. Here is my life. Here's my service. Here's my worship to you.